听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad that you joined us for today's Culture Corner lesson. It's American Culture Corner time, and today we're talking about the holiday season, which translates into the entire month of December.
That's right. People don't just celebrate Christmas. In the West, there are also a few other holidays they celebrate during this period of time.
Definitely. So we're going to learn about these different holidays and some of the customs and activities that surround these days. And we're also going to learn a lot of fun things and good vocabulary. So I hope your magazines are open to page 26. Let's begin our reading now in line one.
The holiday season. Christmas isn't the only holiday in December. In America, people call December the holiday season because of the many holidays celebrated this month. Christmas, which is on December 25th, is one of them. The Christmas season starts right after Thanksgiving. People decorate their homes and offices, buy gifts for family and friends, and have parties. Businesses often hold parties for their employees. Many people go to church on Christmas Eve because Christmas is a religious holiday. It celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday that lasts 8 days. It begins on a different day each year because of the Jewish calendar. This year, it begins on December 21st. On the first night, everyone enjoys a big feast. Then, the family gathers to light the first menorah candle. They will add one candle every night during the festival. Kwanzaa is an African-American holiday that celebrates community, culture, and family. Each year, the holiday runs from December 26th to January 1st. The holiday activities for Kwanzaa come from African harvest celebrations.
Our deck says Christmas isn't the only holiday in December. That's because today we'll be talking to you about two other holidays that also happen during the Christmas season. One is a Jewish holiday, Hanukkah, and the other is an African-American holiday called Kwanzaa.
That's right, but unfortunately, most people just focus on Christmas, so they don't realize that other people might be celebrating other holidays. So we're going to tell you about those holidays and some of the other things Americans do during the month of December. So Esther, what do we see at the beginning here? We see that in America, people call December the holiday season.
That's right. The holiday season is often the most exciting time of the year for many people, and people feel like they are on holiday because of all the decorations and preparations for the holidays.
That's right. There are a lot of parties and a lot of celebrations, and so the whole month is just filled with a lot of fun. It is the holiday season, and believe it or not, it actually starts a little bit earlier. For some people, it starts in the last couple of weeks of November, and the holiday season continues through the first week in January. So for many people, this is the most fun and exciting time of the year.
That's right. Our author says people call December the holiday season because of the many holidays celebrated this month. Now, this word celebrate is a great word. If there's something special that you want to enjoy or a special day you want to remember, then you might do something to celebrate it. We celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and other retirement and other things.
That's right. Celebrations are for special occasions. So, of course, Christmas and many other holidays are times of celebration. We use this word in many different ways. We can use it as a verb to celebrate, and we can also talk about a celebration. So, definitely, this is a month where many holidays, or several holidays, I guess I should say, are celebrated.
Well, in the West and many countries around the world, people celebrate Christmas on December 25th, but the holiday season starts in the West right after Thanksgiving. In America, this is the fourth Thursday in November, and in Canada, it's the second Monday in October. But I think Canadians don't celebrate Christmas, or they don't begin the holiday season in October. They usually also wait till November to begin.
They sure do, because Thanksgiving means that Christmas is right around the corner. So Esther, for example, in my family, the day after Thanksgiving, we would always go to the mall and start our Christmas shopping. It was a tradition in our family and in many families around America. So after Thanksgiving is over, people get ready to start celebrating Christmas even as early as November.
That's right. People will start decorating their homes. If you go to the mall, you will begin to listen to Christmas music, and people often put up their trees.
That's true. So as our author tells us, there's a lot of decoration that is involved, not just the homes, but in offices as well. And people start buying gifts for family and friends. And of course, they have a lot of Christmas parties. I remember sometimes I would have 4 or 5 or 6 Christmas parties within the span of a couple of weeks, because there was always a work party and a church party and family parties and parties with friends. And of course, just a lot of time to give gifts and celebrate and eat a lot of good food.
That sounds like a very exciting time of year. And it's also exciting for people who work, because businesses often hold parties for their employees. We can call these parties the end of the year parties or Christmas parties, very similar to the parties that in Asia, the companies hold right before Chinese New Year.
That's true. And so sometimes people are given gifts, or there are big gifts that might be given away. So the employees are very excited about this. And it's just a time where everybody is in the spirit of Christmas, in the spirit of giving, and often it's just a lot of fun. Well, we see moving on in our lesson that many people also go to church on Christmas Eve. So definitely there's more to do than just attend parties, right, Esther?
That's right. And if you watch and listen to our program later this month, we will be telling you about the real meaning of Christmas. But Christmas is a religious holiday. The word religious comes from the word religion, which means the belief in God.
That's right. So another way we could talk about the word religious is that it's concerned with sacred matters or things that have to do with the church and God. So, of course, there are many different religions, and religious is an adjective. So when we're talking about a religious holiday, we're saying a holiday that has its origins in religion or in Christianity.
That's right. So Christmas is a celebration to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Christians believe that we celebrate Christmas because we thank God for giving people Jesus.
That's right. And you know, there's a lot of religious ceremonies or events that take place in December, not just on Christmas Eve. Many churches will hold concerts or special dramas at the church. And sometimes these concerts and dramas will go on for several weeks before Christmas. So that's another thing that a lot of people like to attend. Esther, you've probably been to several dramas or plays, right, at church?
Yes, that's right. Last year, I was even in our church Christmas play, and it was very fun.
Oh, that's fun. I've been in several myself as well. Well, you can see that we have a lot to talk about. We're going to take a break right now and visit the chat room, but then we'll be right back to finish today's lesson.
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining us in the chat room today. My name is Ken.
And my name is Beth. Hi, friends. We hope you're having a great December so far.
And speaking of December, it's the holiday season.
And it wouldn't be a holiday without parties, right, Beth?
That's right. We just read that lots of people in America have parties during the Christmas season. Even businesses often hold parties for their employees.
Well, I'm glad you read that part of the article because I'm a little confused about the verbs we can use with the word party. I understand that you can have a party, but our text says that businesses often hold parties for their employees. How can you hold a party?
Ah, well, here the word hold means to organize or be responsible for. So the company organizes the Christmas party for the workers. Another example would be, after getting married in Hawaii, John and Kelly held a wedding reception in their hometown. Or the high school held a dance for the graduating students.
举行宴会叫做 have a party. 除了用 have, 也可以用 hold 表示召开举办。比如说 hold a class reunion, 举办同学会 hold a banquet, 举办一场晚宴。Are there any other verbs we can use with the word party?
Well, a very common usage is throw. To throw a party means to arrange or to give a party. For example, I could say, we're going to throw a baby shower for Terry to help her welcome her new son.
这是一个比较口语的用法 throw a party, 不是丢派对而是开 party 的意思。And what about the verb host? Is hosting a party the same as throwing a party?
Well, the two are very similar, but using the verb host implies that the party is a little more formal. And usually, host is only used when one or two specific people are throwing the party, instead of a company or an organization. For example, Mr. and Mrs. Williams will host a party to celebrate their daughter's engagement.
Host 是主人，当动词用 to host 就是主持、主办的意思，这是一个比较正式的用法。
It's time to take a break, but stay with us. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back. We're talking about the holiday season. And before the break, we were talking about how people in the West and many parts of the world celebrate Christmas on December 25th.
That's right, but the preparations for this celebration start early. Some people start the day after Thanksgiving in November, and the parties last and the celebrations last until after Christmas. So the celebrations start early, and it can involve Christmas parties or attending church services or church dramas or concerts. There's a lot to do. Right now, we're going to look at two other holidays that are celebrated in December. Maybe you don't know very much about these two holidays, so we're here to tell you about them.
The first holiday is a holiday called Hanukkah that the Jewish people celebrate. The Jewish people are a group of people who have been around for many, many years, and they come from the area of land which is today called Israel. And in the Christian faith and also in their own faith, the Bible contains a lot of their history.
That's right. And so their particular celebration is called Hanukkah. And there's a lot of history associated with this holiday, where whether they're commemorating the rebuilding of the temple or time with family and their special history as a people. But Hanukkah is their holiday. It is a Jewish holiday, and it lasts for 8 days. So if you have any Jewish friends or if you meet somebody Jewish at some point, you can pretty much guarantee that they celebrate Hanukkah.
That's right, and you can tell them Happy Hanukkah when it's during the time where they celebrate. But this celebration is very special because it lasts 8 days, and every year it begins on a different day because the Jews have their own calendar. Just like the Asians have the lunar calendar, the Jews have a Jewish calendar.
They sure do, Esther. And that calendar also has a lot of special days where they might celebrate a certain feast or a festival. So they have their own holidays. And I think if you study it, it's pretty fascinating to find out some of the reasons why they choose particular days or festivals to celebrate. So, Esther, when does Hanukkah begin this year?
Well, this year, the first day of Hanukkah begins on December 21st, so it will go all the way until December 29th.
That's right, because it lasts for 8 days. And on the very first night of this special holiday, everyone enjoys a big feast. I think, Esther, most holidays revolve around food a little bit. It seems like no matter what culture you belong to, there's always a big feast or a big meal associated with each holiday.
That's right, and I think that's how most people celebrate special events or special days. We eat good food and we spend time with family and friends. So our author says the family gathers together the first night for a big feast, and they also do something very special. They light a special candle that we call the menorah.
That's right, menorah, M-E-N-O-R-A-H. I think you can see a picture of a menorah on page 26 in your magazine. And this is kind of like a Jewish lamp or a Jewish candle, and it's divided into 7 or 9 branches. And then they light each candle. It represents different things, and then each day, or each night, a different candle is lit. So they add 1 candle every night during the festival and keep those candles lit until the entire candle is lit.
That's right. So if you have any Jewish friends and you go to their homes, then you will see that they will probably have this menorah candle, and you can even buy it. And maybe this year you can celebrate Hanukkah too, by lighting a menorah candle.
You sure can. And we kind of jumped over that word feast, but again, let's remind you that a feast is a huge meal, a big meal, and usually you celebrate feasts and you enjoy those with your loved ones and your close friends. So the Jews, they celebrate with a feast and by lighting the menorah candle, and I think they have quite a few other celebrations that take place as well. Well, we need to move on now to another holiday. So Esther, what holiday are we going to talk about now?
Well, the second holiday we're going to talk about is an African-American holiday called Kwanzaa.
Okay, Kwanzaa. Now that sounds like an African word, and I think this holiday started in about the 1960s, around 1966, and it was started by African-Americans, and it's a holiday that celebrates community, culture, and family.
Community, culture, and family. The word community is one of our vocabulary words, and your community is a group of people that you belong to and you spend time with. So this is a special time of celebrating African-American culture and for families to get together and just to rejoice in their roots.
That's exactly right, Esther. And of course, many African Americans are very concerned about community. They're close with their neighbors and with their friends and their family, and they like to get together to celebrate different events. So this is a chance for them to uniquely celebrate their own culture and family. Now we see in our text that each year the holiday runs from December 26th through January 1st. So it's the week after Christmas. So I guess, Esther, they get extra celebration, you know? Most people stop celebrating after Christmas, but the African-American community can keep going until January 1st.
That's right. They'll wear colorful clothes and they'll have a big feast. And the holiday activities for Kwanzaa come from African harvest celebrations. So lots of food and art and different rituals that people in Africa also do.
Definitely. Well, we need to watch today's review skit and then we'll be back with a little bit of review ourselves. So don't go away. Hooray! It's December. It's the holiday season.
Oh, it sure is.
We can celebrate Christmas all month long.
That's right.
We can decorate our homes and decorate our offices, too.
Oh, yeah, we can.
And shop for gifts for our family and all our friends.
We do that every year.
And we'll have lots of parties, too.
Anything else we're going to be doing?
Well, of course. We'll go to church. After all, Christmas is a religious holiday. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus.
It's true. That is important. But Christmas is not the only holiday in December.
It's not?
No. Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday that lasts for 8 days.
8 days? Wow.
Yeah. It starts with a big feast and one candle. Every night, they add more candles.
Oh, what a delightful festival.
Yeah, and don't forget about Kwanzaa.
Oh, what's a?
Kwanzaa. It's an African-American holiday. It celebrates community, culture, and family.
This really is the holiday season. I love December.
You know what? I do, too. So, do you think we get off work for any of these holidays?
I sure hope so.
Me too.
Celebrated. Tom's and Jeff's birthdays are celebrated on the same day in October. Religious. Both Christmas and Easter are religious holidays. Feast. Mom cooked a lot of food for the big feast. Community. All the people in Nancy's neighborhood help one another and share a sense of community.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 celebrated 这个过去分词。它是 celebrate, 庆祝这个动词的过去分词。我们来看一个例句。The Moon Festival is celebrated by having family reunions and eating mooncakes. 人们用家族团圆和吃月饼来庆祝中秋节。或者是 Lunar New Year is celebrated in many Asian countries. 许多亚洲国家都庆祝农历新年。Celebrated 如果当形容词是指著名的，例如 A celebrated art school, 一所很有名的艺术学校。接下来我们看的是 religious 这个形容词。Religious 是指宗教性的，例如 Baptism is a religious ceremony for Christians. 洗礼是基督教徒的一种宗教仪式。或者是 Fraser has taken religious education since childhood. Fraser 从小就接受宗教方面的教育。Religious 也指虔诚的，例如 Aunt Isabel is a religious woman. She goes to church every Sunday.Isabel 姑妈非常的虔诚，每个周日都会到教会。最后我们看的是 community 这个名词。Community 在这里是指一种共同体或者是团体。例如 ,The band is quite popular in the Hispanic community in LA. 这个乐团在洛杉矶的西班牙语裔的社区中相当的受欢迎。或者是 ,The leaders of the black community protested against the new policy.黑人社区的领袖们对于新的政策表示抗议。And I hope you remember what we talked about today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Let's review. Where do many people go on Christmas Eve? A, to the mall. B, nowhere. C, to church. Or D, outside in the snow. Well, Esther, many people go to church. Letter C.
Now it's time for today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
I can't give up now. Oh, no. I can't give up now.
No.
I can't give up now.
No, can't give up now.
I've come too far to turn back now.
I can't give up now.
I can't let other people get in my way.
Can't give up now.
By what they do, all the things they say,
I can't give up
now. I'm going to make it somehow, some way. I have to keep believing, I have to pray.
I can't give up now.
No, I can't give up now.
I've got to make it some way,
make it somehow.
I won't give up.
I just can't give up now.
No, I can't give up.
I just can't give up now.
No.
I've come too far to turn back now. I'm going to make it some way, somehow.
I can't give up
now. I can't give up now.
I can't give up now.
I can't let other people get in my way.
I can't give up
now. By what they do or the things they say.
Can't give up now.
going to keep believing. I'm going to pray. I can't give up now.
No,
I can't give up now. I've got to make it some way, make it somehow. I won't give up. I just can't give up now. Oh, Lord, I've come too far. I can't give up. I can't give up. No, no. Never give up. I never give up. I've gone too far to turn back now. I've come too far. Gone too far to turn back now. Never give up. I never give up. Gone too far to turn back now. I can't give up now. Gone too far to turn back now.
This is the Black Pearl, and I can't give up now. And neither can you. And the classroom. Studio classroom, that is. Bye-bye, friends. Don't give up.